CLX Mobile. Monitoring.
KO4HKX.
How are you doing? You got a few minutes in between or waiting on people?
Another one heading to the next one, so I got a minute or two.
Yeah, just hadn't talked to you in a while. It's nice to say hi.
How you been doing?
After we got a month ago through the COVID, everything's been pretty good, really.
I'm sorry you got COVID again, but I'm glad you're doing good now.
The time I got COVID, whenever it was, end of January, I think I told you about it. How you been doing?
Not with any real sickness, but equipment failures seem to have plagued me lately. On my end, really, but I've been dealing with equipment failures, so been fighting one thing after another with that.
So I'm not sure I caught all that. I'm in a crappy area. What can I say?
I was just saying, I physically have been doing good, but a truck has been breaking down or other things have been causing me problems. Equipment failures.
I got it now. You got your truck running again?
Back Thursday of last week, Thursday evening, and so it's made it all this week so far.
Engine problem?
Engine problem this time is the rear suspension. You know, these wonderful roads we're driving on.
Well, at least it got it fixed. But then you said not an engine problem this time, so it sounds like you've had that, too. That really stinks.
The rear suspension was the biggest thing. It's just been little things other than that. But, you know, part of life, that is what it is. If you're going to drive, you're going to pay somebody.
Yeah, what a rear suspension on a truck. I mean, you got airbags, right?
Got airbags and springs too.
What'd you have to replace? The bags?
The cedar pins broke and allowed the springs to walk out, and then ended up cracking the axle housing, so I had to have all that welded and put back into place.
Man, otherwise you'd have a whole new rear end.
So it took a little bit of time and but no major parts were replaced, so that was a good thing.
Good broken down tool truck on the side of the road, not a good vision.
Good thing about it, I was at a shop that could fix it right there. So just took care of it and done with it. Didn't have to have it towed anywhere or deal with anything else. So just count my blessings and move on.
How the heck did you get home, though?
Thanks to Mr. Gary, KI4DLS, he helped me out with that. And then Jerry helped me out in the other time. So the ham radio for the win on that, because they really helped me out there.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I'm just glad it worked out for you. And you're back up and running. It sucks to have your whole business broken down, you know?
Part about it is you can't do anything. When my truck's down, it's hard to conduct business as usual.
Yeah. What'd you do, just operate out of the truck park there for the week and just run around that taking orders?
Down 3 days, so one of them I was driving the truck. I was running my route when it broke down, so I only missed 2 days, and I just done what I had to do and got through it. And a lot of phone calls and text messages and making deliveries where I could in the excursion.
Well, you just got to do what you got to do. Yeah, January and February were really slow on my end. It was okay, but really slow. A lot slower than it should be. And all of a sudden, yesterday, this week, things are just, I don't know, feast or famine, what can I say?
Kind of the same here. Business-wise, has been the slowest start to the year that I've had since I started. But like you say, this week, things have turned around. It's like, okay, flip the switch, let's go.
I should have had that primary in South Carolina 3 weeks ago.
I'd like to think that that doesn't affect our business models, but there's no way to say that it doesn't. Election year is always a funny year.
And I have a feeling it's going to get stranger.
Roger that. So you've been hanging around the house, or you had to make any trips lately?
The trip I made was up to Detroit area, do a service call. Was supposed to, the way I had it planned out, it was going to be a one-day deal, and I went up a day early just to make some calls on people. That didn't work out, so I just went into the customer and started early. And what I thought was going to be maybe an 8-hour, maybe a 6-hour job turned out to be about an 18. Canceled my flight on that Friday, took the morning flight on Saturday. By Sunday, I was not feeling good, and Monday morning is when I figured out I had COVID.
Thanks. But at least you made it back home before you got too sick. Home and then trying to figure out how to get home, that just makes the trip that much worse.
It all worked out. No problem. I just took basically a week off. I think the boss thought I was, I was quarantined. I think the boss thought I was messing around because, man, I didn't work. He came down with COVID 2 weeks ago, spent the week at home, and he kept working hard, making calls and emails. I'm thinking, man, you're doing the wrong thing. And he came back on that next week, said, yeah, I took a nosedive at the end of the week and relapsed. And I was thinking, yeah, no wonder.
Body time to recover from something like that. That stuff is no joke for some people.
He knows a couple. She, during 2020, she came down with COVID. Her husband got it and ended up dying from it. M6CLX.
For HKX. Well, I hate to hear that, but I'm glad she's doing better.
Well, mentally, he tells me mentally she's a mess because she just can't help but think that she killed her husband.
I'd say that'd be tough to deal with.
Left lane at 85, so all I gotta say is, come on in! The water's fine. Don't need to use that blinker.
Careful out there on 85. I'm getting ready to turn into my next stop, so good to talk to you this morning. Glad everything's getting better for you, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HKX, I'll be clear on your final, 7-3.
All right, Patrick, good talking to you, and hopefully the truck keeps running so we'll run into each other more often here. Have a good day, and some good sales to you. N6CLX, I'll be clear.